Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. Way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ. Live coast to coast, 6 Eastern, 3 here in Vegas. Boy, we have prepped for this show, baby. Action packed. And officially, because remember there was the old saying, Brad Powers, it was zero's not a size?
I don't remember that.
If you watched One Tree Hill, you would have seen that. Is zero is not a size. Well, I don't think week zero is a real week. But tonight, games. Friday games, right?
Yep.
And then Saturday?
Yep.
And how about Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Monday?
Yep.
This is maybe as big of a weekend as there is in college football. And you heard his name, Brad Powers. He's one of the pros who know. Fezzik said, listen, I'm not a college specialist. I don't have all the college knowledge, so I'm taking today off. And I said, who cares? We got Brad Powers. We're good. Faz back tomorrow. Also back, Jonas. But, you know, I missed his first day back, and he's in L.A., and we were wondering, Jonas, any new tattoos on your trip?
No, I got two bad ones, and I'm just going to stop
there.
Yes,
we know.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop there. I'm going to quit while I'm behind on the tattoo game. That was not going to be an option, especially out in Hawaii, because if I get a bad tattoo, I'd like it to be just a quick trip back to get it fixed. I don't want to take a 5-hour flight back to Hawaii and have to pay all that to try and get it covered up. So I'm going to stay out of the tattoo game in Hawaii.
Now, let's think about this. This is interesting. So am I correct that you've been divorced twice and you've given up on that too?
Three times. Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's zero. Yes. Right. Yeah.
So now you work out a ton.
Yes.
He's like, well, how can I say anything but yes here? And so, like, when you take the shirt off at the beach, are you thinking, yeah, I've been waiting for that? Because in a weird way, other than, you know, let's say you're personal, intimate times with your, you know, intimate friends is, you know, being 10 pounds overweight or being ripped doesn't really matter with the clothes on as much, right? Obviously, if you got a big pot belly, it's a whole different thing.
Well, especially in radio. We can say we look like whatever we want because it doesn't matter. If I was...
Since Straight Out of Vegas, I'm sure we'll soon have a simulcast on TV. You got to be ready, buddy.
I'm ready. I will starve myself.
I guess
myself.
The question is, does it go through your head when you're peeling that shirt off? Be honest.
I don't know. I never really think about it, to be honest with you.
How many hours a week do you spend working hard on your body?
I'm in there 6 days a week.
All right, and how many hours a day?
Hour to hour and a half.
All right. So we're saying 9 hours a week. I just did that in my head.
Yeah.
9 hours a week you're spending doing something that is hard, but when it's the big payoff at the beach, you're saying, I don't think about it.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Do you believe him, Brad?
No.
I really don't. It never even crosses my mind. I'm not really a beach guy.
He just already knows.
Yeah. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will get the Vegas truth out there and the truth from Jonas. He's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, and we take a smooth transition from shirts off at the beach to an arrest warrant that has been issued for DeMarcus Cousins of the Los Angeles Lakers facing a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. This on the heels of the recording that came out in which an ex-girlfriend recorded DeMarcus Cousins telling her for not allowing him to have his son at the wedding, the son that they shared together, that he will, quote, put a bullet in her head. So with that, here we are, DeMarcus Cousins, and arrest warrant has been issued.
Yeah, so one, I haven't followed. I leave it to Jonas to follow some of these kind of more dramatic stories. Is when was this supposed, or we'll say allegedly, I guess nothing's been proven, when did this occur?
The recording?
Yes.
It happened within the last couple of months.
Okay, so recently, but it's an ex-girl. Okay. Yeah. All right, first things first. One, if you actually look at the law, it's shocking that verbal threats are taken very... And again, I'm not saying shocking, but more... I guess when you watch TV and everyone's threatening everyone every second, you realize that part of... there's legal terms around it, like accosting or what. There's all these terms. But if you do something where you threaten bodily harm, it's taken very seriously. Not saying it shouldn't be, but I think surprisingly seriously. The fact it's only a misdemeanor when it's like a threat on the life, I'm kind of even surprised by that. Here's what we know, though. The Lakers made a compromised bargain. We don't want to call it like a bargain with the devil. It's not that bad, but it's like we got a guy that's very talented, Cousins. It's not that long ago. I mean, 2 years?
Yep.
That he was, Bill Simmons, Celtics fan, was talking about, Boogie on the Celtics for years. It was like he had dream, like, the structure of the Celtics could make him work. I mean, at his best, in his prime, Boogie was one of the 7 or 8 best players in the NBA. Does that resonate with you, Jones?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
All right. Now, in that interim, an issue has become big with Boogie is his health. Achilles tear, and I'm like, that's one thing, but we know there's the chance to have these compounding injuries. One, Achilles gets hurt, and we saw that obviously, potentially. I don't think we know exactly why, but we saw that with Golden State and Kevin Durant, right? Hurts himself in one spot, in this case, the Achilles comes next. Boogie has a second injury with Golden State, the hammy.
Yep.
And then, to me, I was like, starting to look like a trend. But still, I thought for the borderline veteran men, I think that they signed him for, it might have been a little bit more, but it wasn't much more. The Lakers, I thought the only good deal they made in the offseason after getting AD was the Boogie deal. On record saying that. Now a third injury, non-contact, you can say this is a trend. So on one hand, the Lakers took that risk. But if the worst thing that happens is you sign a guy for a veteran min contract and he doesn't work out, you kind of shrug. But now he's like an albatross around the Lakers' neck. So, Brad, you got something?
Yeah, well, this is only for $3.5 million. a player like Boogie, that's cheap.
Oh, it's not cheap. It's crazy. I mean, like it seems like anyone that can play at the NBA level consistently gets 15, right? This is absurd. Yeah. So, but it wasn't because there was you have to discount for the injury risk. I felt like even discounted, the Lakers made a good signing. The fact that he got hurt doesn't change. Just like if we're flipping a coin and you're paying me 2-1, well, yeah, it's going to be tails sometimes, but every time it's heads, I get $2, you get $1, I'm going to win. I'm going to have all your money if we flip enough. I think the Lakers made a good bet. It didn't win. But part of that bet we didn't talk enough about was do we say character issues? Do we say team chemistry? I mean, whatever the euphemism is for this guy can be trouble, you're taking that risk too. And now the Lakers have the worst of all situations. They're paying him the money. Not that much, but, you know, relatively, but still. And they probably didn't take a shot on someone else to take it on Boogie. So now there's the opportunity cost of that. And now you've got to be dealing with this. It's not Boogie Cousins unsigned. It's L.A. Laker Boogie Cousins threatening, allegedly, a woman's life. It all feels like a horrible situation for the Lakers. But I think we have to reinforce the fact that the Lakers took this risk. This was a decision. No one's surprised. Is anyone all that surprised?
No.
And I'll be honest. I don't make it about Boogie. And I've said this before, obviously some kids, and Boogie was a kid not that long ago, he's 29 years old, some kids have all the opportunity to mess things up and they don't. And you got to give them credit. But if there's any kid, 12, 13, 14, that's going to have a sense of entitlement, that's going to feel like, you know, I'm different. I'm the chosen one. Maybe it's not on Sports Illustrated's cover, but it's in this town, this part of town, when that kid's 12 and he walks by, the guy's drinking beer in the brown bags on the corner are pointing and saying, oh, you know who that is? That's at Cousins. He's going to play in the NBA. When you're like that from a young age, I don't think I would have been all that responsible if I was being handed the keys like that. And to me, that's a great, you know, one of our associate producer, Sleepy Jay, said in pre-production, man, the NBA should spend a lot of money trying to educate. It's not educate because that sounds boring, like read a book. How do you make it where they're spending hours a week the first couple years in the NBA trying to learn about here's your reality up till now. Here's the reality that you're a millionaire. And look at all the case studies of the mistakes that's been made. Here's some counseling. Let's be candid. We all could probably use a little counseling. But if there's a kid who was poor, and a lot of NBA players were poor growing up, not all of them, but a lot of them, and now you hand them maybe it's in college, they got a car, or their dad got, or mom got a job, or a house. I mean, we hear all the stories. That kid's doing okay. You don't see a lot of times that a future NBA player doesn't seem to have enough money to eat. Somehow, some way, they're getting enough, or not enough, they're getting some.
Yep.
But then when you get to the NBA, it's not some anymore. It's millions. And we've seen it historically, the problem with bankruptcy in athletes. I think it's gotten better. But some of those studies on the percentage that go bankrupt is shy. It's heartbreaking. I mean, if you hit the lottery, you should have some money, right? These kids hit the lottery, and a big percentage of them don't have money at the end of it all. They might have had some fun. But there's so many things that not only would do right by the kids, and again, they are kids when they're drafted, but it also could prevent some of this. And to me, if no one's ever saying no, how can you expect even a young adult to tell himself, I'm the one that's going to restrain me? Brad, when you were 21, what restrained you, other people or you?
Other people.
Yeah. Jonas, how about you?
Other people, and they weren't very good at it. So,
and who? Yeah. Why you got those tattoos?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
The question is, if no one had said no to you, Where would you be?
I mean, I was a busboy at TGI Fridays at 21 years old, and all I thought about every time I made a little bit of money was how fast can I go to Vegas and blow it. I couldn't imagine having $1 million a year like these guys are. And I came
A million a week sometimes.
And I came from a poor background, so I couldn't imagine having to deal with those sort of finances and just be said, hey, go figure it out on your own. I couldn't do it. I just absolutely couldn't do it.
And I know the leagues do something, right? And, you know, listen— obviously, I am I have a sympathetic eye to ballers because I know the showrunner and he's been very generous to me. He had me on. It was a great experience. But I think Ballers does a pretty good job with both sides of it, right? Because with The Rock's character, the whole premise is this guy spent every dollar he made because he was trying to keep up with some perceived lifestyle. You're a baller now. And he's broke. And he, you know, the premise is he wants to teach the new generation how not to make the same mistake. But boy, it shows you, it shows you the, what's it called when you have peer pressure. It shows you the peer pressure that these players are under. If they're driving a Hyundai or, you know, some other middle-of-the-road car, and they're living in a condo, it's like, what's wrong with you? It's not, oh, that guy's saving his money. It's what's wrong with you. And I'm not saying I understand every little dynamic inside of a locker room, but it feels like the bling is a big part of it.
Yep.
And you might say, well, what's bling got to do with someone threatening someone's life? Well, there's another part to it, too, which is, obviously, a lot of these players came from a very tough upbringing in which respect really matters and violence is there a lot. And people that grow up around violence are violent oftentimes. It's just a fact. And how do you counteract that? I don't think it's a weekend symposium. I think it's going to be an ongoing thing. And obviously, the league, if it's the NBA, if it's the NFL, they have to say, you know, this is mandatory, or at minimum, there's a real, you know, maybe there's a 20% tax on your salary if you don't do this. So if you want to give up millions, fine. But, and that money's put away for future education for the new players coming up. But if you go do X, Y, and Z, yeah, it's going to be some real, you know, 7 hours a week for your first 2 years, but you're going to save millions of dollars, and it might get them better ready for reality. Because the sad thing is you can't get into that much trouble if you don't have the money. I mean, you can, but boy, you add the money to it, that's when the real trouble begins. And think about it. How many college kids before they're really rich get into trouble versus how many professionals? You would think they're younger in college, it'd be easier to get into trouble. I think it's more often, it's once they feel empowered all the way. They got all the money now and the other issues. I think the league owes it to him. I'm not much for you owe this to people. Obviously, the league needs the players need the league. It doesn't matter if it's the NBA, NFL, it doesn't matter. They need each other. Because there's a lot of people, you know, you think about the NFL in 1950, they were selling cars in the offseason, right? So the owners have done an amazing job building the game. The players do an amazing job playing the game. I think that if you create a situation where these players are getting all this money and so many of them are failing to have a good life, the league owes it not only to their brand, it owes it to them. Let's create an environment where they max the chance of growing up. So in a weird way, I'm a personal responsibility person, but if you don't have a reasonable chance to succeed, I blame the environment. I don't blame the person. If 70%, I mean, what percentage of professional athletes are living a really righteous life after their time in the leagues? And when I say righteous, I'm saying not breaking laws, not broke, you know, just like you would expect from a school teacher, right? What's a school teacher? You would think someone with millions of dollars could do as well as a school teacher net on average when it comes to those factors. The fact that it just feels like I don't get the stats in front of me, that NBA players are getting into legal trouble more often than school teachers. Why? It's only because they feel entitled to, right? They've never been told no. The NBA, the NFL, shouldn't they be doing that? I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm torn. Joni, as you hear my argument, does it sway you? Do you feel like the league should really be getting involved in educational level, but not just books and lessons, but rather a lifestyle kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think they can do more. Obviously, the rookie symposium is there for the NFL. You talk about players in the NBA.
A weekend, right?
Yeah, it's been a couple of days. But you talk about in the NBA how guys will learn from the veterans how to use your money, how to spend your money. But I also think it goes back to, and this has been thrown out there before, if you're going to college, or even if you're in college for just 1 year, I think it should be mandatory that you take a financing class, that you learn how to handle your money better at the college level, because maybe that'll help out when you get to a professional level.
I think it's a great point. And to totally wrap, it feels like, though, it's more than just the money part, because you're saying the veterans are helping them. Well, when did that start? Because it wasn't but 5 years ago we heard I think SI did a thing on the horrendous bankruptcy numbers.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not sure how many of the veterans know, right? Because they're the ones ultimately going bankrupt.
Yep.
Because once you're playing, you don't go bankrupt. But then you turn that faucet off, and then it's bankruptcy time. When we come back, we're talking games. I mean, we are now officially in the NFL season, I guess after tonight, and certainly the college season. So next up, NFL Week 4 preseason, all the games tonight. We'll tell you what you need to know. And then a little later, college football for keeps.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will give you a tutorial on how to bet Week 4 in the NFL preseason.
So, Jonas, since you've been out for seemingly weeks or so, and now you're back, I don't know if you know, but we've been rattling off all the different ways to listen to Straight Outta Vegas. 200 Fox Sports radio stations, coast to coast. All 50 states are close. I'm not sure, but it sounds good, right? Almost all 50 states. Amen. Also, Sirius, we're on. Also, iHeartRadio app. Also, FoxSportsRadio.com. And the podcast. Just search for RJ Bell. We try to bring you a little touch of Vegas. Right now on the Strip, it's 106 degrees. The neon is flowing.
So we have the final bit of NFL preseason action coming up later on tonight. RJ, actually kickoff starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 16 games on the preseason slate. So what is the key factor in picking winners, according to you guys, the expert in Vegas?
Yeah, Week 4 is unlike any other preseason week. If you had to say which weeks are the most like the regular season, Week 3 is at the very top of the list. Surprisingly, Week 2 comes next. Week 1 comes next, and Week 4 is the least like the regular season, though it's the closest. Why? Because it's treated like a bye week by most teams. And what are the teams assessing? They are assessing who is going to make the cut. These are all cut line type decisions. Who's going to be the second string quarterback? That kind of stuff. How do you win at that? You've got to know the players. So, Brad, from what I can see, and this is your third year with pregame.com with what we're doing, you probably pick from, and maybe it's not even picks, but when I hear you talk about Week 4, you seem to have more insight because, quite frankly, these are players oftentimes that were recently in college, and you're an expert at college, and you are a player-level guy. You know the guy that was the quarterback for New Mexico or whatever, yeah. Right? So you got a best bet in the preseason. We'll be talking about that by the end of the show. And it's really your college knowledge is driving this bet.
It is. And it's going to third string quarterbacks and evaluating them in the Minnesota game.
So okay. So what we'll do is we'll hold the best bet. Right. I don't know if you've done radio before, but you do the best bets at the end. Right? You tease it sometimes.
So I have two best bets, college and NFL.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You know something? You've got a college one.
Yes.
I'm going to do this. I don't usually do it. But let's do a bonus bet. See, guys, you can't just skip to the end either, right? We keep you engaged. We keep you entertained. Bonus best bet.
We're going with Minnesota tonight, -3 at Buffalo. And it's all about the disparity of third-string quarterbacks. On one hand, we have a Minnesota team Kyle Sloter. Now, Fez yesterday was talking about this, but he didn't give you the details. Here's the details.
So he liked Minnesota too.
He did like Minnesota. That would be a theme if you're following with NFL.
Hey, why not, right? Yeah. Everyone's listening because of that too.
Yes. So last 3 years, this isn't a short sample size. We're talking 3 years of preseason action. Kyle Sloter is completing 75% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Sounds like a Hall of Famer, RJ.
So that's better than Jimmy G.
That is better than Jimmy G.
I mean,
I love Jimmy G.
It is funny how some, like, would anyone rather have Sloter than Jimmy G? But there is something about the preseason where some players do better. What are the factors? I think, one, do you know the offense?
Yep.
I mean, a lot of the times, these young quarterbacks are literally learning the offense, right? Is there anything else about Sloter that you think leads him to do so well in the preseason?
Well, he's been with the team a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up, hey, young quarterbacks don't know the offense. Well, it just so happens the opposing quarterback on Buffalo is a rookie, Tyree Jackson. He's not completing 75%, RJ, this year. He's completing 33% of his passes.
All right, now think about this. Minnesota is on the road in this case, though. And they're favored by 3.
It's Zimmer, too.
Yeah.
A very good preseason coach.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because we've been talking about this from before the start of the preseason. We said, we're going to give you the best preseason coaches historically against the spread, the great equalizer, and we're going to tell you the worst. So we had 4 that were good and 2 that were bad.
Yep.
Now, here's the list. These are the good ones. Historically, more than 5 wins above 500. The only coaches in their career, Zimmer, Harbaugh, Gruden, and Pete Carroll. Now, Gruden and Carroll play each other. It's on and on, that means the game, you pass it.
Yep.
So what we got left is Zimmer and Harbaugh to play on, and the 2 down arrows, Quinn from Atlanta, Garrett from Dallas. If all you had done is play on the teams with the good record, play against, fade the teams with a bad record. Historically, they're coaching preseason. And we've told you that when? Before the preseason, and every day since, 14-1-1 against the spread. I mean, Jonas, when he was dreaming about being a professional batter, wasn't 14-1-1. Now, what's important to realize is that's a fluke. That historically, these guys are in the 55 to 60% range. So much so that we started 7-0 with this. And I told Fez, I said, Fez, what do you think these coaches do from here? He goes, 55%. So that's his wise guy way of saying the best anything can be is 55%. Professionals bet 55. Long term, I'm like, man, I don't know. It feels like the market's just not accounting for this reality. So we ended up betting. Eventually, it was like $700 or $800, if I remember.
Yep. Might be a reason why he's not here.
Yeah. And and literally since then, 7-1-1. But I would have never bet over 60%. So in general, when you have a good trend and then it's on a good run, it feels like it's giving money away. Guys, it's not. We might be getting a couple points of edge in these games. That's how you literally can make a living at this, but it's not going to be a sure thing. So on Zimmer is backed up by the trend, which is Zimmer historically is one of those up arrow coaches. 14-1-1 this preseason. We've been talking about it every day. The backup quarterback Sloter being so good.
Yep.
What kind of time? What's the rotation for Sloter in this game?
They're expecting a half from him.
So a half from one of the great preseason quarterbacks. And Buffalo inexperienced backup.
Yep, Tyree Jackson.
So your best bet bonus you're going to have tonight, right?
Yep, in college football.
Another best bet, end of the show, Minnesota -3 from Brad. I'll have a best bet at the end of the show also. Let me think. I think that covers it, right? And well, one more thing, quick. I think that it's not just the kind of the Rudy type stuff, you know, like we're going to dream on this player's going to make the roster. He's not going to make the roster. And how much does it matter? It matters. As a Steelers fan, go look at James Harrison's career. I think he was cut by the Ravens 4 times, but it was multiple for sure. Think about that. How different would history be? I mean, the history of the NFL if James Harrison played for the Ravens.
Kurt Warner has a Super Bowl ring.
Well, he has another one in that case, right?
Yes.
And if you think about it, talking about that Arizona Steelers 2008, if I recall, I was at that game, and James Harrison made a play at the end of the half, first half, that changed the whole game. And Pittsburgh probably doesn't win that game. He was a defensive player of the year. He was cut multiple times. NFL, half the players, if I'm not mistaken, are undrafted. So it's not like in the NBA where who the 12th man is doesn't matter. In the NFL, a player you keep now as the last cut you don't make could be an MVP reasonably. Probably not a quarterback, but at any other position. So these games, maybe they're not fun to watch. Maybe they are, but they're very important for the teams. And the ability to make the right decisions now can change NFL history. We've seen it. In just 1 minute, we are going to talk about Ohio State, Michigan, and what to expect this year in the Big Ten.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 12 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have RJ's biggest, best bet of the preseason. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Yes, I'm excited about that one. We're going to be using our trend. And then additionally, there's other reasons. You know, when the suits, as I call them at FSR, they said, let's do a national show on, in my opinion, the biggest and best national network for sports. And it'll be the first one ever. And it has been, and it still is, on a major network. And the question was, how much of a rundown show was this going to be? Now, if you live in Vegas or if you are a gambler, you know a rundown show. It's where the guy goes, okay, next up, Townsend State at Portland State, lines 4.
Right? Who you got?
Yeah, who you got? And it's just like, you better be betting everyone, or at least considering every one of those games. And there's a place for those shows, right? And it's for the hardcore gambler. Half of our audience in Straight Outta Vegas doesn't gamble. And we say it at the start of every show. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. If you don't bet, you are amongst six figures of people listening to the show. You know, we estimate, and again, it's hard to know the exact numbers. We have like 350,000 listening at any given time. So if half aren't listening, right, or aren't betting, you know, like 175 or something, you got a lot of people doing it like you. And obviously you're thinking, oh, I like, you know, Vegas takes bets. They take big bets. They must know what they're talking about. You're right. They do. And most of our job is providing you that info, right? It's not my amazing insights oftentimes. It's the marketplace. Vegas is telling us. And we're right here in Vegas. We don't do that. But we do more game previews than, let's say, Colin does. And listen, Colin's as good as they get at radio. But to me, like tonight, we're going to be talking about the two ESPN games. Clemson's number one. We're going to be talking about them. So I think that we are, you know, and I'm just trying to share with the audience, we're trying to walk that line where if you're not betting, but these games are on TV, and you're going to know more watching the game after hearing Brad break them down. And one of those games is Clemson. This is a team some people think, Colin thinks, could be the best team in college football history. Brad, you've swung a little bit.
Yeah.
You were shouting from the rooftops, Alabama's better than Clemson. And now today you walk in and you say, RJ, I'm thinking maybe Alabama isn't better than Clemson. So one, what's caused your evolution, and then segue into Clemson plays tonight?
Yeah, so what's caused the evolution is a recent key injury for Alabama. Their starting middle linebacker, his name is Dylan Moses. And I get it. Non-quarterback positions, usually the value of that player, not much greater than zero, RJ.
Yeah, half point if it's one of the best defensive players.
Not only is Dylan Moses, you know, the best defensive player in Alabama, he's one of the best defensive players in all of college football. We're talking about a possible top 15 draft pick, a first-team preseason All-American, And it's at a position where Alabama's already had a couple injuries. So now this feeds into the term that we use in Vegas, cluster injuries. And now because of this injury to Dylan Moses, who's going to miss the season, Alabama is going to start not one but two true freshman linebackers. I think particularly at the start of the season, I don't, with the downgrade of a point or so for Alabama, I don't want to be playing on Alabama starting a couple of true freshmen and linebacker.
And I think this is a situation that early in the year will be bigger.
Yep.
Because if you have one young linebacker, one veteran, you're fine. Veteran calls the signals. Now you have two veterans gone, two young ones. That will be fine once they get comfortable. I mean, anything you do, think about it. Any of you, think about, oh, I was using this, salami cutter. And the first couple of times I did, it was weird. Now it's like second nature. It's like that. Talking on the radio, whatever you're doing, you get comfortable with it. No matter how talented those Alabama young players are, they're going to be in a big game early in the year. Well, not that big of a game, I guess. Yeah. Alabama, what is their closest game in the regular season based on the spread?
13 points right now.
So every game, like when they're laying 13, which game is that?
At Auburn in the finale.
That's like, this is the close one, guys. Yep. We've been waiting for that. I mean, geez, right? But they're going to be in a big game.
Yeah.
Maybe not that competitive. And they're going to make some mistakes.
Yep.
And I think by the end of the year, they probably won't, because these are talented kids. So I do think it's important. Just for the whole year, you lose your best defensive player, it's a downgrade. I think it's going to be more of a downgrade early in the year. Do you agree with both of them?
Yep, absolutely.
And though you were pretty much on an island, Brad Powers Island, it's kind of scary to think about, is all redheaded people going, left-handed redheaded people walking around, is on that little island. You thought Bama was better.
I did.
Now, adjust for the injury, you think they're about even.
Yeah, between Alabama and Clemson.
So you are more Alabama than most.
Yes.
Right now, you can bet this. If they play, it's one of those if-then bets. What's the line?
Clemson's a two-point favorite over Alabama.
All right, so the market thinks Clemson. You think still Alabama at worst is about even.
Yep.
All right. So what we're going to do, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Ohio State, Michigan, and their lines out for late in the year. Yep. Also, my best bet, biggest of the preseason, and Brad Powers with a bonus college football best bet.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and it's the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. College football gets going. Guys, kickoff in Cincinnati a little over 10 minutes from now, 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. It is UCLA at Cincinnati. And right now on pregame.com, Cincinnati a 2.5-point favorite.
Brad Powers has all the college knowledge.
Just a lean for me on this game, RJ.
So you're not betting it.
No, I'm not betting it. Lean on UCLA plus the 2.5. This number's come down through a key number of 3. That would be one of the reasons. One of the reasons I'm still leaning with UCLA. I think UCLA is one of the most improved teams in the country. In fact, they're my second most improved team in the country. Here's a team that started to make some strides at the end of last season, particularly offensively. They make another stride this year, especially on the offense with Chip Kelly.
So when you said second most improved, that's just on your list.
In my ratings.
So that's, you must have a huge ego.
I do.
When you say they are the second most improved team in the country, and someone goes, could you source that, please? Oh, it's my personal list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I respect the personal list part, but you make it like there's some out. It's like Fezzik has his two people, Fezzik 1 and Fezzik 2, that disagree often on power ratings.
I might be hanging out with him too much.
Maybe. I would say one thing about UCLA. This is maybe the most extreme example of a big picture phenomenon, which happens often. You get a new coach. Coach has a big name sometimes. But at minimum, it's a new coach, so you just fired a guy probably, right? It's not often, you know, Tom Osborne style that someone retires with all the accolades, right? You usually get fired. And if you get fired, people are mad. Teams are losing. The new guy, it's always better. Like the new girlfriend, right? It's going to be different this time. Well, what ends up happening is that learning the offense, learning the quirkiness of the coach takes a while, especially if it's a offense is different than many offenses, and obviously Chip Kelly's it. So I think in general, year two is going to be better than year one with that kind of situation, and I think that the later in the year is going to be better than early in the year, and we saw that also with Chip Kelly, and he's not the only case, but a great example. I expect a lot from UCLA this year.
The guys, number 14, Utah is at BYU. This is a 10:15 Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Right now, the Utes are a 6.5-point favorite on pregame.com.
So, Brad, this is your best bet. Maybe you should tell us, of all the picks this weekend, this is the second best. And, like, you probably have that list, too, but go ahead.
I don't have that list in front of me right now. But this is a game I bet, BYU plus the 6.5. And to me, it's all about the Utah stock. I bought into this Utah stock earlier in the summer before a lot of people jumped on this bandwagon. Now, at this point, Utah stock, you're paying a premium. I don't mind fading a team that has their highest preseason rank in the history of the school. And, oh, yeah, BYU, revenge for last year, blowing a 20-point lead against Utah. Best bet, BYU.
Best bet, BYU. And when you were talking about Utah second best or best, what was that Utah number you gave? Something about preseason ranking or something?
Best in the history of the school.
Now, is that the Brad Powers ranking?
No, that's the AP poll.
Okay, because, yeah. I mean, with the list, you never know.
RJ, at 8 p.m. Eastern time, you have a best bet. It is in the Buccaneers-Cowboys game in Dallas, where Dallas right now is a 5.5-point favorite on pregame.com.
Yeah, we're going with best bet. My biggest bet of the preseason, remember, guys, 55% is the goal. Doesn't matter if it's the voice of Vegas, Jonas calls him. Maybe I know, but knowing means you win 55% of the time. So be careful. Caveat, Tampa Bay. It's pretty simple. We got a 14-1-1 trend that the trend was created because these coaches did so well or so poorly in the preseason. So it's not just 14-1-1. It's hundreds of games when you count them all. They either win or lose historically. Garrett is one of the losers. And he's the one winner, though, the 14-1-1.
Yep.
So if you're a Dallas fan, and there's a lot of them, and Dallas is probably the team people bet the most just blindly out of being a fan. And now you just won the last game. So what do we know about the public? And the public bets preseason, too. What do we know? They love the Cowboys in general, and they also like to bet a team that's winning. Well, you got a Garrett that hardly ever wins, and they covered. And now I think we're getting this price a little better on my best bet Tampa because Dallas just had a good result. So that's it. That's the rationale. Tampa Bay, best bet.
The Odd Couple is next on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates. We are straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart Radio app.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.